Audio file lesson 27. Message. With God's help, we can overcome evil. Bible text. Judges chapter 13 to 16. Now the main story, Samson. The Israelites were being treated badly by the Philistines. The angel of the Lord appeared to an Israelite woman and told her that she would have a son. He would be the one who would free the Israelites from the Philistines. When the boy was born, his mother called him Samson. Everyone who heard of Samson's strength was afraid of him. He once came face to face with a roaring lion. God made Samson so strong that he was able to kill the lion with his bare hands. When Samson grew older, he fell in love with a woman named Delilah. She was a Philistine. The rulers of her people told him, "If you can find out where he gets his great strength from and how we can overpower him, we will give you 1,100 pieces of silver." Delilah tried to find out Samson's secret and asked him, "Where does your great strength come from? How can somebody defeat you?" Samson did not tell Delilah where he got his strength or how he could be defeated. Delilah asked Samson a number of times before he finally gave in and told her the source of his strength. Samson told Delilah, I am dedicated to God. My hair has never been cut. If anyone cuts my hair, I would lose my great strength and be as weak as everyone else." Delilah told the Philistines the secret of Samson's strength and received her reward. While Samson slept in Delilah's arms, a Philistine came out and cut off 7 locks of Samson's hair. Afterwards, God's strength deserted him. The Philistines captured him and blinded him. They chained him up and put him in prison. While in prison, Samson was forced to grind grain. But Samson's hair began to grow again. When the Philistines were celebrating a big festival in honor of their god, they took Samson out of prison so he could entertain them. They placed him between the pillars of the temple. The building was full of people. All the lords of the Philistines were there. Samson asked God to give him strength just one more time. He stood between the two pillars, which supported the building, and pushed against them. He said, "Let me die with the Philistines." Samson pushed with all his might. The temple collapsed and he was buried along with all the Philistines. Now, suggestions for the teacher. Leading. Show the picture to the children. Discuss with them what they see. Ask what he or she may feel. Let some of the children play the story in a role play. Make sure you instruct them before. Provide these guys a fancy dress. A rig with long hair, scissors, a bench, and a bird. Lesson instructions now. Begin telling the story. Discuss with the children the following points. 1. How do the Israelites feel about the way the Philistines were treating them? 2. Does Samson resist telling Delilah what the source of his strength is? 3. What happens when she asks him so many times? 4. What does Delilah do next? 5. What do the Philistines do to Samson? 6. Why does God help him in the end? Now have the children repeat the following points. The first point, God gave Samson physical strength to defeat the Israelites. And then the second one, we should not succumb to evil. Real life application. We are often approached by the evil around us, in the people around us. Although these people are not bad people, they may try to persuade us to do something that does not align with our soul salvation. Give some examples of this. Now, skip Sunday school, spend our offering for earthly things and many more. If we ask, God can give us special strength to overcome the evil. Repeat the message. With God's help, we can overcome evil. With God's help, we can overcome evil. Enjoy your lesson.